a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour, your mental toughness conditioning coach, your friend, your training partner, as we train our minds to take actions and move forward, getting closer and closer to those goals, those plans, that vision that we have for our lives. We're taking the time, we're exercising, we're pushing ourselves every single day by getting to this habit, this daily discipline, this ritual to meet together. And as your coach, as your friend, I'm just stimulating thought. I'm asking you questions. I'm telling you stories. So you take this time to think of how it applies to your life so you can get more out of this experience. Figure out this puzzle, this game, this challenge, all the ups and downs and all arounds of this thing called life. Thank you so much for taking the time to create and follow through with this daily discipline, this daily ritual of investing this time and energy into yourself, into your future, sharpening the saw, as we say, to do the things that regular people just aren't going to do. I mean, they're so caught up in the here and now and how to get past it, how to get through it, right? They're not taking that time that you're taking right now to listen to this podcast. The great thing about it is, you know, I'm providing this as, you know, half hour before I wake up, last night, throughout my day, I am doing all the thinking with my 25 years in personal development and coaching and helping people just like you all over the world for many years. In addition to my own experiences, just loving this stuff, pushing myself, going through the ups and downs of life, really figuring out how I achieved a certain level of success and happiness and fulfillment, and really examining and evaluating all my challenges and how the hell can I fight through them to change those situations. I mean, just being caught up in the journey, but really taking a lot of mental notes, actually physical notes throughout the way, investing the time, energy, and money. And so I do all the thinking, all right? I use all that experience. I use all that time and energy and that passion. And while you've been doing other things, all right, maybe for some of you guys weren't even alive when I started on this journey, and that's great. I'm happy to use all that experience, all that insight, and give it to you so you can just apply it to your life. You don't have to go through all the struggles that I've gone through, and you can achieve success in life and happiness and fulfillment a lot earlier in life than I ever did. That's just awesome. So the great thing about this podcast is I'll do all the thinking, I'll do all the stimulating. You just have to show up for this podcast. So congratulations for making this a part of your day, but more importantly, following through. So the next question I'm going to ask you, so you've done all those things, you put yourself ahead of most by doing so. Just tell me, think about it right now, really examine yourself, feel it in your body, all right? You're showing up. What level are you at right now to really eagerly and enthusiastic anticipate that during this half hour podcast right here today, there's going to be something that I say that's just going to create a spark, right? It's just going to push you in some way, shape, or form. One distinction, one strategy, one new way of looking at the same old challenges that you've been going through for maybe a long time. This is the podcast that something's going to happen. Are you living that state of anticipation right now? Is that the way you feel? All right. Are you excited? You're here. So you're putting yourself on high alert that this is the podcast, living with that, like I said, that sense of anticipation, excitement. That would be a level 10, right? One is that, you know, geez, I've promised myself that I would do this, so I've downloaded, I've got it on, but I'm really worried about my problems or caught up in the day-to-day. You know, it's kind of like what I talked about, how the majority of people go through their day-to-day. You're in that same old pattern that you're trying to shake, but at least you have, you know, the podcast on in your ears, you're at the gym, You're going for a walk. At least you're following through, but you're really not present. That would be like a one. And one is a lot better than maybe the way you've been in the past, all right? That's a great start, but that would be a one. 10 is what I described before that. Where are you right now? All right, the more you can push yourself, this is that mental toughness conditioning that I'm talking about. The more you can be aware and do whatever it takes. I don't know, do a couple jumping jacks, do five quick breaths, you know, jerk your body around, focus on what you really want for a moment, something that you know that just gets you excited. It drives you. Maybe it's something extremely pleasurable that when you think about, man, it just gets you excited. It gets the blood flowing. Or maybe it's something very painful that if you don't make changes now, oh, man, you're just going to experience a level of pain. Or maybe you can even go back into your past where you wasted time, you wasted opportunities, you pushed people away. Man, and God, when you think about it, that was not who you want to be. Unfortunately, you had to experience that. And you can think about that. But thinking about that just whips you up, that you've got to take advantage of opportunities when they come your way, or you've got to put forth just a little bit more energy and focus in this particular moment when you think about that painful time. What is it for you? Let's use our minds in a way that empowers us. Let's use all that visualization of something positive and exciting that we know turns us on. Let's use that if possible, or hell, we went through those painful experiences anyway, right? Let's look back. If that can serve us right now to whip us into shape, so here we are on this podcast, instead of just kind of being at that level one, going through it, it just makes you pay more attention. So you were at a one, and now you're taking it to a three or four. Believe it or not, that three or four stacked over podcast or event stacked on an event, an encounter, whether it's business or personal, that four is a lot better than that one. And it creates momentum that puts you in a lot better place. Even better than that, maybe you're hanging around a 7.5. You know, you're excited about being here. You love this stuff. You love putting yourself through this mental toughness conditioning coaching. And without much thought, you're at a 7.5. That's great, all right? But even for you, there's always that higher level. How are you showing up? Is there a way? Can you picture something extremely pleasurable, that goal that you have, or the best you, that can maybe notch it up, ratchet up, just move it up to an 8.5? All right, can you think of a painful experience where, man, you just wasted an opportunity? You weren't at your best, almost embarrassed, all right? Maybe it's a time period in life where you weren't taking action. You're a little ashamed of yourself, made a lot of bad decisions. And when you think about that, man, that'll get you up to that 8.5 or 9, all right? There's always that higher level. What state of mind are you in right now? And can you, by just doing a little shift in your mindset, using these techniques that I'm talking about, can you take it up a few notches? So this is the podcast. This is the podcast that creates more and more momentum. Here we are at podcast number 140. Just think, if we can just take it up a couple notches, and as I ask you these questions and tell you these stories and you go through these feelings and emotions, these ups and downs and all arounds that I may take you through every day during these podcasts, just think what it'll be like at podcast number 200. Or 220, if you just crank it up a little and you exercise a little bit more in a focused manner, put a little bit more energy into it. Where are you going to be in a couple months? You're going to be in a lot better place. And so that's the first thing I'm going to do as we check in today. Hey, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to me. So many podcasts, so many coaches out there, so many people telling the right way to do it. Go about your life. They're passionate about it. A lot of them are really good at what they do. You're taking the time to listen to me. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. I will not let you down. I'm really conscious of what state I'm in as I stand and deliver. You know, as you know my mission, as I shared with you, if you don't know who you're listening to and what I'm all about and my mission, I'm being really transparent about what drives me. to show up every morning and deliver this message with everything else that I do, with owning Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplement line that I'm really excited about, really passionate about. Thank you so much for your support. MassMachineNutrition.com, or you can go to the world's largest online retailer for supplements, and that's bodybuilding.com, and you can take the short link over there to sltips.com/3. I have all the bodybuilding and training information. You can see that if you want to get in shape, no matter what level you're at. You'll see me, my presence on social media. Facebook is a great place to go, facebook.com/SkipLacour page. Maybe that's where we even started our relationship. Man, social media is so great. It's really funny, the power of social media. You know, my wife had a particular product, and it was for her, but something, you know, I was eating, right? And she tweeted to her friend, thank you, and she took a picture of it to show her appreciation to her friend who is local, right? And then she said, well, Skip has a tough time not eating all this, or he really enjoys it, or whatever she said. She hashtagged that, right? You know, I got in the mail, you know, the corporate office, they sent me a little care package from that. I'm thinking, wow, that's power, all right? And maybe that's why you're listening to this podcast right now. That's when, man, this stuff is, this social media and all that, some people talk about what a waste of time it is and, you know, all the bad things that are on Facebook. And I know there's a lot of people who focus on the bad things, social media, and they're always posting and putting your news feed. Talked about that before on podcast, but there's a lot of great positive things. And maybe one of the things is that you're here today. You know, the reason why I did the first 100 podcast, This Morning Connection, months ago, I did it on my own website, took it over to iTunes. One of the biggest reasons I brought it over here to the morethanjustmuscles.com website and over here on Blog Talk Radio is because over the years doing, you know, bodybuilding and training podcasts, manformation podcasts on this Blog Talk Radio, so many people who had no idea of my accomplishments, you know, as a bodybuilder, a fitness expert over all those years, you know, they ran into me through this Blog Talk Radio, came to learn more about me at skiplacour.com, and we developed relationships. They ended up with one-on-one coaching. So, you know, I have all that social media presence, Mass Machine Nutrition. I have my one-on-one coaching that I'm really passionate about. It's like this Morning Connection on steroids, so to speak, you know, being a drug-free bodybuilder. That's sometimes a real pun, a play on words for me personally. But it's this mental toughness conditioning on steroids. And the reason why is I get to talk straight into their hearts about what they're going through and just help them specifically. The point that I'm making, this is what my vision is. You know, if you were to, I want you to get more and more clear on what your vision is. All right, that will get you up early in the morning and think of creative ways on how to make things better, whether it's to open it up to start a podcast, open it up to a different network, find a way to connect to more and more people to make your vision come true. And it's not just about creating value for other people. It's how can you create value for other people so you get closer and closer to those plans, goals, that vision that you have for yourself. So, you know, over the last couple weeks, if you're new to this podcast, I've been really pounding on what the big picture for you is beyond that goal that you have in front of you that may take 3 weeks or even 3 months or even 3 years. You know, what is the big picture that you have for your life? You know, I really want to take a step back. I get into these specific topics, you know, things that maybe I observe, I'm going through, some of my coaching clients are going through. And but I just want to have you stop and think is, I want to ask you a couple questions, a few questions actually, as we check in this morning. So, you know, when you listen to all this powerful motivation, mental toughness, conditioning, peak performance, life coaching, I mean, however you describe it, you know, I want to ask you, is there one thing in particular that you're processing all this information, getting you to one place? Is it to have the more confidence for you, and then what you think that would do for you? Are you, when I talk about all these stories, there's so many different ways to apply them to your life. Are you thinking about having a better relationship? Maybe improve the one you're in, or find love and that intimacy and connection. Is it, you know, did you follow over me from the bodybuilding training world looking for workout strategies, eating strategies, and then you found your way to this Morning Connection podcast, and you like this mental toughness conditioning stuff, and you want to apply it to your bodybuilding and training? You know, how you can have that awesome physique, maybe even, you know, create opportunities where you can become a fitness professional. See, that's was, you know, my situation. When I first ran into this stuff, I used it really to help me become better at my job way back when at 21 years old. That's where I put a lot of effort in, and it really definitely did help me. Later on, it was when I would hear anything like this, it was to, you know, what was I put on this earth to do? Where do my interests, my passions, my talents, where will they best suit me to create the life that I really wanted? Then when I would listen to this information, I decided that, you know, health, fitness, bodybuilding, training, it's something that, you know, it's very challenging. Well, just like a lot of things, but it's challenging to make a real living at it, especially what I want to accomplish as a drug-free bodybuilder in a sport where the competitors, that's not something that's mandatory, believe it or not, for those of you who aren't familiar with the bodybuilding and training world. You know, how can I make all this happen? And so when I would hear this powerful information, you know, as I take you through the 10-second daily disciplines and ask you questions, I'm telling you, it went through one filter. How can I become the best bodybuilder I can be? How can I influence people? How can I teach them so I can make a living doing what I love to do? I mean, everything that was said to me on anything like this, personal development, every book that I read on personal development, every seminar I went to, it went through that filter. I translated every story to get me close to that goal. I mean, almost to the fact that, you know, I would write other things down, you know, on my goal list or what I had for a vision, whatever exercises I went throughout those times. But really, it was like 95% on that one particular area, and yeah, sprinkle in some of those other things. Well, with that type of intensity and focus and determination in one particular area, it's probably not a big surprise that I did extremely well in that area. And I didn't do all that well. I just maybe showed up to those other parts of my life, regardless if I had them down, you know, on my goal sheet. And that's okay. You know, we all have to go through our journey. You know, I think that I really appreciate everything I've done in the past. And maybe you know this like too. You really accomplish a lot in one area of your life. You're proud of it. That's what was really important to you. You even had a lot of people applaud you, respect you, admire you for that one area of your life. But you may look back now and, you know, like, that was great. The you of today might have found a way to be just as productive, but maybe a little bit more happy and fulfilled along that journey. Do you have something like that you can think of? See, if there's anything, while I appreciate what I've accomplished in the past, probably the best advice this Skip could have given that Skip and, you know, share it along with you, is that, you know, going through life, trying to figure out everything all by yourself while you're in the journey, the battle, the game, the grind, whatever you want to, however you describe it right now, whether it's with your relationships, your goals, why you're put on this earth, your vision, doing it by yourself sometimes is a real challenge. I would have taken the time to find somebody who's passionate, who is, it's part of their vision to help people like me to figure things out, who was experienced, who had accomplishments behind them, who knew what they were talking about, who was skilled at what they did to guide me through the process. instead of, you know, working real hard, hitting a dead end, then doing the same thing in another area and working really hard and hitting another dead end. You know, there's probably more elegant, more effective way I could have done that. Can't do anything about that now. I can just make sure that I apply those principles, that thought process as I move forward. I'm a lot more experienced and about doing that. And, you know, my pain is your gain as I take you through this process and get you really thinking about that. So the thing I would have done better is I would have gotten a coach to help me just look at, even if I made the same exact decisions, someone who could just get me to think about it in different ways and maybe have the big picture, right? That's what I'm doing for you here today. But when right here in this place you're in right now, what is the one challenge, that thing in life? We talked about relationships, your physical body. Maybe it's your business. Maybe you want to start a business. Maybe it's to get your business to grow. Maybe it's your job. Find a job that you really love, or get promotions in the job that you're in right now. Maybe it's to be a better parent. Maybe you have your eye on, you're just so focused on material things like that really can make life a lot easier. Maybe it's a gigantic house in a particular part of your town. Maybe it's a nice car. It doesn't even have to be something huge. I'm just wondering, usually when you hear this stuff, there's something going on with us that we're working towards. You know, maybe when you listen to this, you know, you're in a place right now where, man, life just isn't working out very well. Maybe it's tough getting up in the morning and you hear me talking with all this, you know, excitement. And you're thinking, wow, I want some of that. Maybe that's why you're listening to this. You want more of that enthusiasm and excitement that, you know, I'm demonstrating, that I'm, you know, it's just pouring out of me, right, during these podcasts. And you want some of that. Whatever I'm doing to get this way, you want more of that. And, you know, it's life's a challenge right now. You know, you talk about, you know, that house on the hill or whatever. Maybe for you it's just, how can you make sure you can pay your rent the next month? How can you get out of bed, right? Have the confidence to even, you know, connect, to meet anybody. Maybe you've just put it out of your mind that you'll never have that level of love or connection, and you've settled. Maybe it's just to get to hope and dream again. You know, that you can finally get it and get on a pattern, be disciplined, and work on your body that you've let just go downhill for a long time. Maybe, you know, your job, you've just accepted it. You know what I'm talking about is that maybe for you it isn't all exciting what you're working for. Maybe it's just to get through the day and how painful that is. And so when you're listening to this, you're looking for those hints, those clues on how to make tomorrow a brighter day. I'll tell you is that I can definitely empathize with those feelings. I've had those times in my life. Thank you so much for putting your faith and trust in me with that anticipation that I'm going to say something that's going to just make you first feel a lot better about your situation. You know, give you some hope that you can indeed, by doing simple things like listening to this podcast, or, you know, playing, when I ask you to check in, and it, can you push yourself to play a little bit more at a higher level while you're listening to this podcast? You know, just, you know, inching you forward. We don't have to make gigantic changes to move forward in the direction that you really want. Get you to start hoping, feeling better about yourself, and then taking action. The first, any action may be a lot better than you've been doing in the past. But then we get, you know, we get more intelligent in our approach, more effective in our approach, more efficient in our approach. But, you know, just get in the right direction. I know what that's like. Just keep on doing this. Keep on doing this. You're going to see it. And I know how it works. I don't care if your things are going great for you or really determined. You don't have, you know, that challenge. You're just really excited. You have those positive goals. You know, it just, things just do not happen the way you plan. There's too many challenges, ups and downs and all arounds, people organizing. Man, I understand that too, right? Things do not happen as quickly as you want them to. You're a great person. You're doing all these things. You know you're doing a great job. People tell you you're doing a great job. It's just not happening as quickly as you want it, all right? It's just not as easy as you envisioned it. I understand that too. So whatever end of the spectrum you are on, as far as your, you know, emotions are concerned, or you know what you hope that all this effort is going to do for you, I'm just here to tell you, how can it not? Half an hour every single day, right? Half an hour every single day, and you think about these things, you know, you feel it in your body, the highs and the lows that I take you through, right? How can it not get you one step closer? There's just no way it can. You got to have that faith and that belief and live it in the anticipation that this time, energy, and effort that you're investing and listening to this podcast, even though I'm doing all the heavy lifting here, you just get to passively sit back and play at the highest level. There's no way that it can't help you, right? You're just going to, you're probably already feeling that. You've definitely felt it sometime during these podcasts, you know, and you will feel it again if you're not feeling it now. Just have that faith. Live in that anticipation. One distinction, one strategy, one story, one idea I present is getting you one step closer to getting closer to that dream life, that vision that you've created for yourself. And at the same time, you're one step closer if you're on the other end. And man, I just got to get through the day. I got to get some hope. I got to get some confidence that I can do this, that I can meet someone, that I can take charge of my finances, that, you know, I can take charge of my health. Keep on keeping on. Keep on pressing on. And, you know, I'm here fighting for you every single day to help you make that breakthrough. So, yeah, the question is, as you listen to these podcasts, what is it? What's the one thing for you, right? Are you just showing up? But if you were like me, you were filtering all the information in that manner. After my bodybuilding and training, then I was really about, you know, connecting, because I lived almost like a hermit to become, you know, so focused and what I felt I need to be awesome at what I did. So then I went through many years afterwards about connection. That's how the whole Man Formation program, that's how it started. That's how I was so driven, and I learned and I put together everything that I had learned. I had put myself through in life, all my successes and failures. And that whole program is how to gain confidence, how to be more charismatic, how to get people to want to help you, creating win-win situations. It went all through that funnel. After that, it was about, with all those skill set, you know, how do I have that family, that love, that connection, the depth of a relationship that I didn't even realize how I was pushing that away for so long, right? And then about that same time, everything I was listening is how I become better at my business, looking for distinctions and strategies, and how do I put it all together, right? And so, what is it for you? I really want you to think about that. I want you to think about right now is, if I could just give you sprinkle some magic dust over you right now, where would you like to be with your life in 6 months? All right? Where would you like to be? Really take the time to think about that. Let's just start in 6 months. If you had it that way, just everything that you like, you know, what would that do for you? What would be the best part about that? Are you focusing on what that would be? Why would that be so important? You know, what do you think could be, you know, slowing you down, standing in your way? What's stopping you from having all those things that you've just envisioned, all right? What impact do you think these things that you just identified are getting in your way? What do you think, what toll are they taking? You know, what's the effect that these challenges are having on the areas of life that you want to improve most? Whatever it is that you're thinking about most as we go through this. You know, how long have all these challenges that you've just identified or you're thinking about right now, how long have they been going on, right? Why have they been going on so long? You ever think about that, right? You know, if you can turn all these, you know, challenges, obstacles that you have in your way and, you know, really just release yourself. You know those times where you're just on fire, right? So you release those challenges and you could just, you know, totally go for these goals, whatever you have envisioned. What would that do for you? You know, what would be the best part about that if you could just shake them, handle them, move forward? You know, shake it out. Just, you're on fire. You have pep in your step. You have some swagger because you've eliminated all those challenges that you just identified. You know, what would be the best part of that? Why would that be so powerful to you? Think about that, right? All right? It's really important to get a real clear vision. It's definitely sharpening the saw. You're going to work hard all day long. What if you worked hard all day long with a clear roadmap because you've taken the time by listening to this podcast, answering some of these questions? All right, so, you know, I talked about where you want to be. How would that feel? I talked about these challenges getting your way. How these challenges, if you could shake them, right, how would that feel for you? All right, like I said, when I look back and I think about all those challenges that I've gone through, all the things that I've wanted, what's gotten in my way, how it feel when I really connected to those things, you know, really got me emotional. You know, sometimes the pain of really thinking about those challenges and God, how long have I, you know how you just try to put them away. Oh, this doesn't matter. I'm doing better than most. And that pain just builds inside of you. You know, all these obstacles, challenges that, you know, maybe in the past, you can look back in the past and there were some challenges, you know, that you really let weigh you down. And you could no longer just put them aside and ignore them. But they were just weighing you down and you finally did something bad. But it cost you so much in your relationships and energy. You just, maybe months or years of your life because of the challenge, because you didn't even address it. You put it out of your mind. You didn't even have a chance to do anything about it because you wouldn't even acknowledge it, right? What did that do for you, right? Finally, you did have to address it, and you're glad you did. But do you have any of those things right now? You know, are they weighing you down? Are they getting in your way? And sometimes you got to think about things, that way, and you don't want to squander that time. Again, I look back, and as I went through all those challenges and all the things that I did, I would listen to, well, they didn't have podcasts like this when I started on my journey to become the best that I can be. But later on when I did, I would listen to this. I would find coaches, mentors, books, seminars, did whatever I took. Got in the presence of people who are getting it done, who get it, right? Sometimes that felt really uncomfortable. Sometimes I pushed that away. I found a way that... they're doing great, good for them, but they're not like me. Whatever. It's not until I get the one-on-one coaching to have someone help me, someone skilled, passionate. They were awesome at what they did of drawing these emotions out of me, so I had to deal with them, and help me look at them, you know, honestly and objectively so I can start taking the steps, and they guided me through the steps. I mean, that's when things... really happened for me. And like I said, you may know about my accomplishments and the things I work hard for to become and overcome in my life. I still get coaching right now. I still get coaching because there's always a higher level in my business. Those are the things that I'm concentrating on. My skill set as a coach, my skill set as a podcaster, I mean, all these things just... in the recent months, I've invested in one-on-one coaching because I'm not going to make that mistake that I did in the past. I'm not going to try to figure it out. I don't have the perspective. I may have the drive and determination, the real desire. I'm just not in a position to do it effectively and efficiently. I'm not going to make that mistake as they go forward. I don't know about you, but life is short. There is not enough time to accomplish all the feelings, the emotions, that time. Oh, man, the time I want to spend with my family and the things that I've learned that are most important. I don't have a lot of time on this planet. You know how quickly it goes. If you're young, I appreciate the fact that you think you have all this time. You want to really take advantage of the opportunity. When you have an opportunity in your life, Let me just tell you, jump on it. Okay, they come into your life few and far between. You can't just expect them to just keep on coming in. You got to jump on them when you're young. And, you know, as you're older, as if you're older, you know what exactly what I'm talking about, but you have opportunities in front of you. You got to take them when they come along. If you think it, you must do it. That's what I live by, doing my best to live with a sense of urgency, because there's a lot of feelings and emotions that, man, if I don't step it up, if I don't become the best that I can be, if I don't keep on striving for more to become a better man, I'm never going to experience it, and I'm not going to let that happen. I'm not going to go down without fighting, and you're probably that type of person, same way. You want to know that you exhausted every single resource. You're not giving up on those dreams, those plans, your goals. That's why you're listening to this podcast. That's why those of you who are doing my one-on-one coaching with me, we're going through a 6 and 12 month period of time until we become friends, except for I'm a friend who will kick you in the ass when you need it. But I'm also there to encourage you when you're on the right track. You know, part of my programs, I get my clients, my buddies, my friends, however, students, whatever you want to say, part of their everyday structure to make their transformation, make their manformation, get closer to those goals, plans, that vision is to listen to this Morning Connection podcast every single day, right? So couple that with the intense one-on-one coaching they do about their specific challenge, and then part of it, they're listening to me and this talk every single day. Can you imagine what type of growth that they're experiencing, right? This is all part of, you get to listen in, they get to take these things, then we work specifically on their challenges. You know, if that's something that, if you're just ready to stop sitting and hoping that the right information or inspiration shows up for you, you want to make those things that I talked about, what would feel for you if you finally accomplished those things, you know, and you're done with letting all those challenges that you just thought about a little while ago linger on. They've been lingering on, hanging around for too long. You're ready to bust through those. Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. Maybe I can, spend some time with you. Do like a little session with you one-on-one. Get you excited about your future. Come up, get clear on it, right? Let you know what this coaching, one-on-one coaching that I'm so passionate about, where I have students all over the world, I'm so passionate about their happiness, fulfillment, their success, and what I invest in myself. Hey, let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. Again, show up. Hey, I know I've gone over my 30 minutes, but let's crank it up for these last few minutes. What state are you in? Let's get that as close to a 10 as possible. What was that one thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? Man, you know, I got to say this. You know, there's some that just stick out if you're really playing full out here. Man, I'll tell you, I had one of my bodybuilding training podcasts last night, and it's strictly about bodybuilding training, although this stuff always seems to come up. And, you know, I've been doing it for weeks. I've been going out of my way to make it live to give them next level tips. Maybe you heard the podcast last night. You can go to massmachinecoaching.com, massmachinecoaching.com, and you can hear this. And I went out of my way to make it live, schedule my day away from my family, away from my business, so they can have next level strategies and they can talk through it instead of like just generic questions and answers. Really passionate about that is next level tip from a guy who's been doing it for so many years, right? The system, the sound, the organizing, there was a lot of challenges along that way. And then when I finally got it going, Nobody was calling. It was just me just doing the same old talk. I'm thinking, geez, I could have done this when it was more convenient for me. Then finally, you know, it was a big breakthrough. Man, just had an awesome two-hour podcast. Took three people, just coached them through the whole process. And not only was I able to help them as I envisioned that podcast for, it's also going to be on the internet for years to come and help thousands of people. So, you know, that was something that I just kept on my path towards what that was to produce, and last night it paid off at a high level. That impressed me that I stuck to that because I was not quite sure. I was about ready to give up on that, so that was good. What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience, that accomplishment that you really, really want. And it would take months, if not years, of you stepping up in this manner. All these things that I'm talking about, all this assessment, evaluation, got to be the best you. Got to be close to that 10, you know, most of the time. Really check yourself. It's going to take months, if not years, to accomplish this, you know, this big, huge thing, goal, experience, accomplishment. Right? And that's what I want you to connect to. If you can just do it in a couple weeks, you know, save that plan, save that goal for something else, not for this. And then if you've already locked in on this because you've been doing this here on Podcast 140, you've been doing it for a while, make it more vivid, more colorful, add more detail to it. And then it's what you're doing right now, not right now. And this is a question I want you to ask throughout the day. Is what you're doing right now really helping you get to the results that you really want? It's not just something you check off, stay active, and you confuse, you know, activity for accomplishment. No, this is helping you get towards the result. That's the question that I want you to ask yourself all throughout the day. Is what I'm doing right now really helping me get to the results that I really want? And I can't not complete that thought to check in. What is the result that you really want? That whole thing about what is the result that you really want, you got to ask yourself that question 1,000 times, continually ask yourself, because what you think, why you think you're doing some things sometimes may not be your motivation later on. And the only way you can figure that out is continually ask yourself. And don't just ask yourself with, well, I know what the answer is because I came up with this answer 3 weeks ago, 3 months ago. You know, in the space that you're in right now, ask yourself that question again with passion. Hey, thank you so much for spending this time with me during this Morning Connection podcast. Make sure you're on the Morning Connection newsletter so you get this MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning, emailed to you every single morning. Don't just get it emailed to you every morning. Make sure you read it and go through the process too. It's just going to take you 30 seconds to get on that list, to get those emails, that MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning, that I reserve only for the people who are most determined. You got to go to sltips.com/22 and sign up. That's sltips.com/22. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for supporting Mass Machine Nutrition, massmachinenutrition.com. Have a great day, and we will connect again tomorrow.